This is Pastor Dave, chaplain from the IOF home here in Mason City, with today's KCMR Daily Devotion. We just celebrated Holy Week on the first week of April following Easter on the 31st of March. And in that, we remember the life of Jesus, God's Son, as he went through the final days of his earthly life. On Palm Sunday, people were lined up to see the Messiah, the Prince of Peace, the Chosen One, come riding into Jerusalem. 5 days later, just 5 days, things would turn violent and evil toward God's Son. Insurrection. That word sums up how evil intent was carried out by those who marched to see Pilate and demanded Jesus' crucifixion. They gathered in mass to force the issue of whether Jesus had committed the sin of blasphemy. Blasphemy is to say something that is untrue. In other words, to deceitfully lie and mislead. Jesus had not committed that which he was charged. Jesus equated himself with God because he called God his Father. That's not blasphemy, because those words were true. Those church leaders who were responsible for executing Jesus deliberately and premeditatively told lies about Jesus and his disciples. The corrupt and immoral leaders of the church hierarchy referred to him as a deceiver and said they wanted the story to circulate that his disciples had stolen his body after he was laid to rest. When you hear lies and mistruths, do you recognize them for what they are? What's your response when you hear truth as expressed from Jesus? Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." John 14:6. Jesus had foretold on numerous occasions that leaders would rise up against him and execute him on a cross. Jesus likened them to the devil, doing the devil's work. Jesus said to them in John 8:42-44, "If God were your Father, you would love me, for I have come here from God. I have not come on my own. God sent me. Why is my language not clear to you? Because you are unable to hear what I say. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of liars." Sound familiar? That's how it is when leaders knowingly choose to deceive and mislead those who are seeking after truth. Why is it that so much time and energy are spent in denying truth? Telling falsehoods goes way back to when Satan was leading a revolt in heaven, trying to establish a kingdom built on lies and deception. We celebrate Easter about the truth of Jesus Christ, the pure and unvarnished truth who walked among us. He came to liberate all those who were prisoners of sin, death, and destruction. That is all of us. Whenever lies become the order of the day, there need to be seekers of the truth. Believers need to stand in the gap between those who seek to destroy and maim and those who will be truth bearers. Without the cross, there is no resurrection. They are tied together forever. This is time to celebrate the risen Lord. Whatever you've done or gone through, Jesus promises that he will always be there for those who follow him. Worship at the church of your choice as we come together to worship and to honor Jesus, one and all. Something to think about. Let's pray. God, we thank you in the fullness of time you sent Jesus to be the chosen one, to be the promised Messiah, and to let us know that there was good news from heaven to earth, that you had sent your Son in the fullness of time to be the Savior for all the world. Help us to remember to love others as Jesus has loved us. We close with the prayer he taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. This has been Pastor Dave, chaplain from the IOF home. To hear this devotion again, go to kcmrfm.com. God bless you as you go about your day.